2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Let's bring you the latest from Utah. It's 4:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have scattered cloudiness, 51 degrees. KSL's top stories. Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall hosted a Q&A on Twitter about the coronavirus. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce has the story.
A lot of people wanted to know what the city is doing to keep people healthy, physically and economically, during the coronavirus pandemic. Mayor Mendenhall says everything they do will be based on the latest data from the Salt Lake County Health Department. But when asked why she hasn't told everyone to wear a mask, the mayor said there's a shortage and first responders desperately need them more than the general public, though feel free to wear a homemade one if you want. She also reiterated her support for a statewide stay-at-home order, something poor as well as rural Utahns have opposed because of the hits they're taking economically. Mendenhall countered that flattening the curve will save lives, but she believes it will take city, state, and federal leaders to get us back on our feet. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
The latest numbers on Utah from the State Department of Health this afternoon. We have 1,246 cases here in the state of Utah. That's an increase of 127 from yesterday. There were no new deaths to report today. Fake COVID-19 cures and non-existent stockpiles of medical supplies are just some of the scams the FBI is warning about. Fraudsters are making the rounds, and KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the details.
FBI agents say they're trying to get in front of some scams before they become a serious problem in Utah. However, other scams are already here.
We are seeing some of that in the state where people are claiming to have found a cure.
Supervisory Special Agent Drew Scown says scammers are targeting doctors as well as patients. In many cases, they approach providers and claim to have mass supplies at the ready, but they keep coming up with new excuses why they can't deliver them. And he says if they ask for payment in a strange way, that's a clear red flag.
If medical providers come across that, And it's entirely possible that will begin to happen in the state of Utah as well, then they should make sure they reach out.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
The CDC has new advice on masks to slow the spread of coronavirus. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, President Trump says studies have convinced the CDC to step up its recommendations when it comes to Americans wearing masks.
The CDC is advising the use of non-medical cloth face covering as an additional voluntary public health measure. So it's voluntary. You don't have to do it.
The CDC says if Americans wear cloth masks when they leave their homes, it will help slow the spread of the virus. It's not suggesting the use of N95 masks that are needed by healthcare professionals. Speaking of masks, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says 200,000 masks were overnighted into Manhattan.
I was on a call with the president and Jared Kushner yesterday. They said they would produce these things immediately, and lo and behold, Dr. Mitch Katz sent me a photo a couple hours ago that they had been delivered to health and hospitals.
He says the masks are for the doctors and nurses on the front lines against the crisis. The pandemic is not done wreaking havoc on U.S. jobs and the economy. That's the message from top White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow.
We have not seen the worst of it. I don't want to sugarcoat it. And that's why we have created the largest rescue package in history. And if we need to do more, we will do more.
He says Americans need to be optimistic. The situation is only temporary. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Our coronavirus coverage continues now. Here's Todd Fuchs.
Jeff, the Larry H. Miller Group of Companies says it started to lay off a small percentage of its workers. The company said in a statement that they've worked to manage costs and reduce them, including compensation for executives, but they've reached a point where they're laying off people. ESPN reports the layoffs are limited to non-basketball employees. Kaysville's mayor has just made history by making it on the ballot in the first district congressional race. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ayres is live at the KSL Elections Desk.
Mayor Katie Witt has become the first woman to qualify for the ballot in the history of the 1st District. She's the second Republican to get on the primary ballot by meeting the 7,000 signature requirement. Davis County Commissioner Bob Stevenson is the other. Outgoing Congressman and Lieutenant Governor candidate Rob Bishop has been in Congress since 2003. A total of 12 Republicans Republicans, and two Democrats are hoping to take over the seat. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Three 13-year-olds were taken to the hospital this morning after taking a car for a joyride and crashing. West Jordan Police Lieutenant Dean Waters says one of the teens took the car from a relative, and they were speeding when they lost control around 7,000 South and 3,000 West.
There's some great big boulders, decorative boulders along there, and they slid sideways into the boulders, and the car rolled and caught fire.
Two boys were able to get out of the car on their own. A South Salt Lake officer was nearby and helped the third boy get out. One of the boys was taken to Primary Children's in serious condition, while the others were treated at Jordan Valley Hospital. KSL News Time is 4:35.
How about a check on traffic? It's been a while. Ricky Meese is here. What's going on?
It has been a while, but we are looking at a very nice Valley Freeway drive. Even on I-15 north and southbound, no delays between Ogden and Provo. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
My Minute of News is on the way next. Stay with us at KSL News Radio, Friday afternoon. It's 4:36.
Coronavirus every 30 minutes.
One of the concerns, if everyone starts wearing masks, people might not take social distancing seriously.
Listen everywhere on the KSL News Radio app.
Hi, Doug Wright, and we're all staying home. We're trying to stay safe, and we're, of course, working as hard as we can to keep things clean. And that's why a partnership right now with Zero Res is a great idea. Give them a call, because, of course, they're still open, because cleaning is essential, and cleaning is what